I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Some said our best days were behind us, but not him.
Don't bet against the American worker.
He believed in us, fought for us. And today, our auto industry is back, firing on all cylinders. Our greatest enemy brought to justice by our greatest heroes.
America's proudest industry in America's toughest town. Today, turning a profit, accelerating. But 2 years back, Detroit was running on fumes. GM, Chrysler facing liquidation. More than a million American jobs on the line. Mitt Romney's solution?
Let Detroit go bankrupt.
President Obama eliminated bank middlemen from college loans and used the savings to double college grants.
Take a risk. Get the education. Borrow money if you have to from your parents.
Get real, Mitt.
Tell Congress, no more games, pass the plan. The Democratic National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
That's what Todd Akin actually believes. So the question is, do you?
Speaker John Boehner didn't get his way on shutting down health care reform. So he shut down the government and hurt the economy. Mining for radioactive uranium here would threaten our water here. And Jeff Flake pushed to make it happen. It's the most dangerous kind of Washington politics. What do you call a politician who wants you to pay higher taxes but didn't pay his own on time? Alan West. Mia Love is running for Congress. Before you send her there, read her resume.
I'm proud of my record as mayor.
If you like how she raised taxes in Utah, you'll love Mia Love in Congress. On the city council, Bill Peduto voluntarily cut his pay to save police jobs. That's what leaders do.
I like what you've written so far. Nice work.
We can hire 1,000 more teachers and teacher aides. Bring back gym classes and music classes and art classes. Read for yourself at VoteYesOn66.com. Big change, small price.